Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Welcome to the final episode of season 4 of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I am super excited because this has been an amazing season. I interviewed 10 amazing women of faith in business, and we focused specifically on how God asks us to do things differently and what that looks like specifically in the marketplace as a woman of faith in business. And whoa, the amount of stories and things that people shared on this season has been remarkable. It really shows us that God doesn't want us to operate the same way that the world does. And as business owners, he actually requires us to step out of our comfort zones so that we can do things that will glorify him in the marketplace. What he asks us to do differs for everyone. It could be starting a ministry. It could be starting a business, a book, creating a podcast, a community, or just sharing specific content that he desires to be shared in the marketplace. But it definitely does not look like what everyone may be doing in your industry. It may not look what everyone is doing in your type of business. So it really makes you stand out in the marketplace as a woman of faith in business. So the ladies on this season shared the specifics of what God has called them to do. Not only that, they also shared what their business journeys have looked like, and also what their faith journeys have looked like. Each and every one of them shared how they became believers in Jesus Christ. And what I love to do in the final episode is really share some key lessons that really stood out from the entire season. So this particular episode, I'm going to be sharing 7 key lessons that stood out from season 4 of the Women Faith Faith and Business Podcast. And each one is not in any particular order. It's just lessons overall throughout the season that really stood out for me and I felt would be good to share for this final episode of season 4. So the first lesson was God always has the best plan for your business. You know, we may have plans, we may see things and actually have ideas and move forward with them, but God's plan is always going to be the best plan for our lives and for our businesses. And we talked about that in depth on episode 4 with Cassie Kitzmiller, which was all about God's plan usually isn't your plan, right? It isn't the original plan that you had for your business or even your life, but we know that is always so much better than what we could ever imagine or dream of. We also talked a lot about God's plan in Adra Wilkins' episode, which was episode 9. And in that episode, she reminded us that when we walk in God's plan, we actually receive his power. So there is actually power in walking in God's plan. It allows us to do things that we never would have done in our own power. So that's why it's important to really walk in God's plan. So that was really key lesson number one. God always has the best plan for your business. Lesson number 2 was, it's important for us to hear from God. And how we hear from God looks different for everyone. God is so unique in the way that he designed each and every one of us. And he talks to us in the unique way that he designed us. For example, I always share the story of how God speaks to me in threes. I always hear the same message from different people that aren't even connected with each other within a short span of time. It could be within a couple of days. It could be within within a week, but I hear the same message in different mediums. It could be, say, for example, I get an email with that message, and then I turn on the television and it's the same message. And then I do something else and I hear that same message. And I'm like, okay, God, I understand. You're speaking to me. You're speaking to me in threes. So really understanding how you hear from God and what God is saying to you looks different for everyone. And we talked about it in detail in episode 10 with Tamika Baker, where she talked about how God talked to her about what she needed to do, you know, and she started a business and a ministry, and she talked about what it looks like for her. We also talked about it in episode 12 with Brandy Brettheyer, and she talked about how God provides us with divine connections and divine direction, right? So we have to pay attention to those individuals that God crosses our path, because a lot of times those are divine connections, people that God has put in our path for a reason, to give us a message, to give us a lesson, to give us support, whatever the case may be. Those divine connections are so important, and divine direction. You know, he's going to direct us. And it's important for us to realize that we're being divinely directed. So those are ways that you hear from God. So lesson number three was God requires and desires us to rest. This is a big one. And I know we've talked about it on other seasons, but God is a God of rest. When we read his word, he's always talking about rest, and he designed us and built us, so he knows that we require rest. And the world is always about hustling and bustling and grinding to grow your business. But as women of faith in business, and because we are seeking God in how we do everything in life, knowing and understanding that God requires and desires us to rest is so important. And we talked a lot about that in episode 7 with Carissa Quaid, and her episode was all about working from a place of rest. So how do you actually work from a place of rest? That was truly talked about in episode 7, because God really requires and desires us to rest in our lives and in our businesses. So lesson 4 was, when you're anchored in your calling and stand on God's promises, you will be unstoppable. You will be unstoppable as long as you are anchored in what God has called you to do in the world, who God has called you to be in the world. When you're anchored with that, it makes your decision making so much easier, because you say, is this really in alignment with what God has called me to do? And if it's not, then you need to, you know, dismiss it. It's not what you need to be doing. Is this in alignment with who God has called me to be in the world? If it's not, then you need to dismiss it. So it really makes your decision making really easy. And we talked a lot about that in episode 6, Anchored in Your Calling with Michelle Glover. We also have to understand that, you know, not only just being anchored in your calling, but standing on God's promises. God has promised us amazing things as believers. Once you are a believer in Jesus Christ, He has given us so many countless promises in the Bible. And we talked about that in episode 5, Standing on God's Promises with Dr. Raynelli Williams. So when you're anchored in your calling and you stand on God's promises, you are unstoppable as a woman of faith in business. So that was really lesson number 4. Key lesson number 5 in season 4 of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast was all about thinking and believing bigger. A lot of times in life, and specifically in business, we're thinking on a small scale. You know, we want to make a difference in our families, in our communities. But, you know, God sometimes is calling us to make a difference in the world, right? We're here to actually have that ripple effect of the difference that we can make in the world. So key lesson number 5 from the podcast is, how can you think and believe bigger? Bigger than what you're thinking right now. There really is power in thinking and believing bigger. And we talked specifically about that in episode 3, which was Build Beyond Your Backyard with Dr. Stevie Mills. And she was talking about, really, you know, even if you live in a small community, you can make a worldwide impact. So really think not just locally and what you can do in your own community, but think on a global and bigger scale. jail, especially with the internet and the way that we live and work nowadays. We can connect with people internationally with a click of a button, you know, by going online on social media or meeting with someone on Zoom. We're potentially meeting and connecting with people globally on a daily basis. So because of that, it's important for us to really think and believe bigger for what we can do and the impact that we can make in the world. So that really was key lesson number 5. Key lesson number 6 was be proud about your faith. It's so important as believers, as Christians, that we're proud about it, that we don't really shy away from it. I know in other seasons and other episodes, I always talk about, you know, some people are called to be more open about their faith on their business platform. Not everyone is. So if you are called to be open and bold and courageous about your faith, then be proud about that and do it. And even if you're not called to be open and bold and courageous and you're called more to be subtle and behind the scenes, be proud of your faith, regardless of how you're showing up in the marketplace. It is important for us to be proud of our faith and proud of being Christian and believers. And we talked about that in episode 11, where we talked about wearing your faith on your sleeve with Yvette Walker. And it was all about, you know, how she realized people in her industry were really being open and honest and bold about their faith, which was really unusual in the media field. So, you know, she learned it was okay to really wear your faith on your sleeve. So be proud about your faith was key lesson number 6. Key lesson number 7 of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast season 4 is when you're walking in your assignment, you will have a glow and grace of God. You know, I always say when you're in alignment with your assignment, you are anointed for the work, right? When you are in alignment with your assignment, you're anointed for the work. And what happens is, you know, you have a glow. People will notice something different about you, something special about you. And it really is the glow of God and the grace of God on your life and on your business. So definitely it's important. And that was in episode 8. I talked about that with Dr. Vanessa Jenkins. She talked about the glow and grace of God on her life and in her business. So when you're walking in your assignment, you will experience that glow and grace of God. So just to recap, what were the 7 key lessons from season 4 of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast? Key lesson number 1 was God always has the best plan for your business. Trust and believe in God's plan because it's always the best. Lesson number 2, it's important for us to hear from God, and that looks different for everyone. How God talks to us is very personal and unique, but it is important for us to hear from God in order to make decisions in life and in business. Lesson number 3, God requires and desires us to rest. So make sure that you're working from a place of rest is lesson number 3. Lesson number 4 was when you're anchored in your calling and you stand on God's promises, you will be unstoppable. So make sure you're anchored in your calling and you stand on God's promises. Key lesson number 5 was think and believe bigger. Majority of us are thinking too small. We serve such an awesome God, and there's so much that He wants to do through us and for us. But it is our responsibility to think and believe bigger. So what does thinking and believing bigger look like for you? Key lesson number 6, be proud. Be proud of your faith. There is nothing to be ashamed of, to be a believer in Jesus Christ, to be a Christian in the marketplace, to have a marketplace ministry. None of that is anything to be ashamed of. So be proud of your faith. And key lesson number 7, When you're walking in your assignment, you will have a glow and a grace of God. So make sure that you are walking in your assignment and you will experience God's glow and God's grace. So that was just a recap of the key lessons from the Women, Faith, Plus Business podcast, season 4. So I do encourage you, if you didn't get a chance to listen to some of these episodes from season 4, go back and listen to them. They're all full of so much faith nuggets, good insights, good inspiration. On each and every episode, there were a total of 12. Well, this last episode makes 13 episodes. So I encourage you to go back and listen to them, take notes. And I pray that you are encouraged and empowered by each story and that it's not just information. We have so much information on the internet, right? At our fingertips, we have so much information. But really, the goal and my mission of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast is not to just provide you information, but to really allow you to have transformation, transforming your life and your business as a woman of faith in business. So that is my prayer. That is my hope. And I really do hope that you enjoyed this season of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. And I look forward to seeing you on the next season of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list. Plus, if you would like to discover 3 powerful ways to attract the people you are called to serve in the marketplace so you can make the impact, influence, and income you were born to make, be sure to text POWERFUL to 404-982-4736. That's 404-982-4736.